Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From getting to work and school to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything
Outlook.
We do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's
here.
Most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
And we're back.
And Joseph Dames.
I don't mind kale, it's not my favorite.
This is Your Weather.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, August 23rd, and my vacation is over. So I am back here in the studio with Joseph Dames, our weekend meteorologist. I'm Kelly Bayer, the morning meteorologist. Good morning, Joseph.
Welcome back. Good morning.
Thank you. Loving this Monday.
You had some great content while you were gone. I was mentioning yeah, a lot of chicken content, turkey content. I mean, a lot of fun stuff going
well,
on.
Well, that's what you get to see when you go out and visit your family who live on kind of like the farmlands in a valley in Arizona, Prescott, cool. In that area, if you've ever been. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful out there. It kind of reminds me of some spots around Central Oregon, but they've got chickens, they've got turkeys. It's a lot of fun.
Nice. Is there climbing out in that way?
There is, yeah. So there are some good rocks and some pretty well-known spots to go climbing. We didn't quite have time to do that. We did see the Grand Canyon, so that's always a must with my family. Yeah. But yeah, good time off. I know here we did see some heat, but recently it's been a lot cooler. And you were here over the weekend. What was the weekend like?
Lower 70s. It felt like September, like late September. It was pleasant. I don't think there was one complaint across the board at all.
Oh, yeah.
From coworkers and social media and whoever, you know, said anything about the weather, it seemed to be positive. But it was cool. Overnight temperatures were cool. We had a little bit of measurable rain yesterday, which is, you know, one of like 10 times this summer where we've had rain. So it was one of those mornings that I think felt pretty nice to people. And then by the afternoon, it was comfortable. So I don't think... It was, again, I don't think there was a complaint out there. This weekend.
I had so many folks saying, I want this weather to stick around. I'm done with summertime. So I know it was very much welcomed here in the Pacific Northwest after, you know, the hottest July for some cities around Oregon ever on record. And just a good number of heat waves through the summertime. But as we head into our Monday, started off a little chilly. There were some spots this morning around Portland in the mid 40s. And
wow.
PDX hit 49 degrees this Monday morning.
That's cool. I don't think we've had any temperature lows in the 40s since late May, early June. So it was
nice.
It's been some time. Yeah. That will cool down your house real quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you have the windows open.
Yeah. Open up the windows and get some sleep.
It's kind of like a summer morning when you go out and you expect it to be warm. And then you get out there and you're like, whoa, this is cool. I should have probably grabbed a jacket, but I didn't need one all summer. And this is the first time I ever needed one.
Right. Yeah. Kind of shocked by those cool temperatures. Oh, yeah. It was nice. Before we do jump into the forecast, I do want to get to our icebreaker question. So we always do that. And I did think of a good question. I think you'll enjoy this one, Joseph. So if money wasn't a factor in life, what do you think you'd be doing or spending most of your time doing?
I think the obvious answer would be to like travel of some sort, you know, where you could just kind of go and visit all these different types of cultures. I don't know. That's a really tough question.
You have so many hobbies too.
Endless opportunity, endless opportunity. But lately I've been into the idea of building culture. So I think that just spending time with friends and family at my home would be what I would do.
Nice. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, how about you?
Well, let's see. I probably would spend a lot more time experimenting in the kitchen, whether the outcome is something tasty or something you throw in the trash. But I just love to cook. So probably something along those lines. And probably traveling too, to explore new ingredients and new cultures and cuisines. So But we are, I like how we both didn't say, oh, we would still forecast, you know,
yeah,
well, we do love forecasting.
I mean, it would be, that would be like a side,
oh,
know,
yeah,
that would turn into more of a hobby than
definitely
than, you know, what I would do if I had the opportunity just to blow up my life because money wasn't a thing. But yeah, can we get that to happen? How do we work that into this this world?
Okay, yeah. Well, Your Weather is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green, and wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires.
Cars, ATVs, and other motorized equipment are a leading cause of wildfires. Follow these safety tips. Check to see if equipment use is restricted in your area. Use gas-powered equipment early in the day. Use a weed trimmer with a plastic line. Operate ATVs on established roads and trails and park on developed surfaces. Make sure your ATVs and equipment have spark arrestors.
You can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. And it seems like lately we've seen this cooler stretch of weather. The smoke has generally been sitting in the central and eastern parts of Oregon. We still have a good handful of fires, large fires that are still burning across the Cascades, but it's been pretty tame here, at least in Portland and around the valley.
Yeah, active wildfires. Hopefully this weekend may have helped some of those in the Cascades specifically because it was just cool. Relative humidity was up. But yeah, generally the westerly flow, the onshore flow has kept smoke away from the valley. And we haven't been dealing with much of an impact with wildfire smoke. Air quality has been in the green, which was good. So
yeah,
not a big problem for us. But yeah, central and eastern Oregon, they had air quality alert through the weekend. And I know there was some moments where air quality did take a bit of a hit, but overall it hasn't been too bad because I think that wind coming out of the west has really cleaned things out for us.
Yeah, it has. And it still looks like we'll be in this type of pattern, at least for the next couple of days this week. So I don't see many issues around Portland in terms of lowered air quality or dropping our air quality to unhealthy levels. But we do continue to dry out this week, so there will be spots around the state that maybe see elevated fire danger, continued dry and hot conditions, and even some windy conditions. So right where the Klamath Basin and the Bootleg Fire burned all summer long is another area that we'll likely have to watch, and also the Southern Cascades too. So we're still in the thick of wildfire season. If you remember last September around Labor Day was when we saw the massive Beachy Creek, Lion's Head fires becoming rampant and exploding in size. And that was in September. So there's still a lot to be mindful of and conscious of, even though it seems like things are cooling down. We're still in the thick of it here this summertime.
Yeah, we're definitely not off the hook. I mean, you could just think about it, you know, this is the driest moment right now. I mean, we've gone through the whole summer without, you know, any rain. The drought update gets, you know, worse and worse on every Thursday. And of course, this is where I throw in there that you check out Kelly's Twitter feed because she updates it every Thursday. But it's the driest time. So we're definitely not off the hook yet. It's going to be a while before we get that fall rain. And hopefully we do. That was one of my weather headlines this weekend, was less moisture is going to be around. We had that rain early in the morning yesterday, but overall, like, not a lot of moisture in the forecast this week.
Yeah, it's going to stay pretty dry. So starting with Monday, morning clouds, we push them out by the afternoon. So I was saying likely low to mid 70s, depending on how much sunshine we get and how long we get that sunshine this afternoon. But it should be a fairly pleasant day, still below normal, but mid 70s, just a great Monday to be outside throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, 3 or 4 days in the 70s in a row. I mean, can't beat that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we have a handful, a few more at least, I think later in the week. So today's 70s. I think we warm up a little bit for Tuesday, though. So if you're looking to get back towards average, I think lower 80s maybe on Tuesday is a fair forecast with some more sunshine. So we do warm up a little bit for at least a day this week.
Yeah. And it seems like the heat isn't for the entire afternoon. You know, back in July when we'd see these heat waves in the 80s, it would be close to 80 by 1 or 2 p.m. But it seems like when we're getting these hot days where the forecast says low 80s, we only see those temperatures around 3 to 4, maybe 5 p.m. and then things start to cool back down.
Yeah,
It's not long. So it seems like that's the case tomorrow. We'll still hit the low 80s, but we'll see a pleasant start to the morning and some bearable heat for tomorrow. We still see the low 80s, maybe upper 70s on Wednesday, but it's a good chunk of time where we should see quiet, sunny, and dry conditions.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic week altogether. And you brought up a good point. Like this weekend, we hit lower 70s, but like 90% of the day we were in the 60s. You know, it barely hit 70 yesterday. So that goes with the heat. The days that were warmer too, that we're, you know, it's not going to be that much time in the 80s. So it just feels like we're transitioning a bit. You're going to hear it, I think, this week is like, is this the end of summer? But I you know, we'll probably still have some warmer temperatures.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even this upcoming weekend.
Yeah. So about the weekend, I guess Thursday, Friday, still kind of toggling the upper 70s. Not too bad. You know, still dry. We'll see moments of sunshine and maybe a few clouds at times, both Thursday and Friday. But then the weekend comes and there has been this warming trend across Oregon and the Pacific Northwest where a ridge starts to build. And within that, we could maybe see temperatures climbing to the mid upper 80s by Sunday. Is that what you were seeing over the weekend?
Yeah, models have been pushing for some heat. You know, they've been bringing the heat down a little bit. I mean, at one point in time, it was like, oh, we may hit lower 90s or, you know, and now we may be in the upper to mid 80s. So I think we're definitely trending to some warmer days, nice summer days. But we'll have to keep an eye on that because I think it was maybe last weekend or 2 weekends ago, the models were really off with the heat and we ended up being pretty cool. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, but I'm hopeful that we actually have some warmer days coming because I'm not ready to give up on a comfortable summer day.
Yeah, that's true. It'll still be likely pretty nice. I think I'm on the opposite side of the boat. I would rather we stop seeing the 80s, but ready to go down to the 60s, 70s, overnight lows back in the 40s. I think I'm just ready for fall time, but I think there is still room for us to see some heat through the end of August and even an anomalous weekend in September where we're, you know, maybe get a 90 degree day. Not out of the question. And I do think long range outlooks by the Climate Prediction Center, the CPC, they are saying September looks to be warmer than normal in the Pacific Northwest, also drier than normal. So there's a good chance that we continue with this drought, even if we do see a quick rainy system that brings, you know, a tenth of an inch of rain, that's not enough to help us out of this mega drought that we are seeing across not just Oregon, but the entire West Coast and the desert Southwest states. So we really need the rainy season, that's mainly October through the winter time, to just, you know, get that rainfall. I hope we just see a very soggy fall time.
How many atmospheric rivers do you want to see?
Ooh, we got a lot last year, didn't we? Yeah, those again are just big old plumes of moisture that kind of ride closer to the surface, but they kind of follow our jet stream a little bit and they push in just massive amounts of rain. And that's how we build snow over the wintertime. That's how we see a lot of rain in the fall and spring time too. But yeah, I hope we get over 10 of them, you know, prominent atmospheric rivers. That would be nice to see. I wonder what the average is every single year, but we kind of enter that period come the fall.
I knew that number at one point in time because we had some recent information, but I can't recall what it is. But they come in different magnitudes, you know. Sometimes do have atmospheric rivers that are really deep of moisture, and those are the ones that bring us sometimes record rainfall, you know, maybe even 2 inches of rain in a day. And then we have some atmospheric rivers that just give us a dose of rain, and those are a little more weak, but they're still categorized as, you know, an atmospheric river. In theory and the way that they're built. So I'm not sure. I would love to see at least 10 myself.
I think that's the
number, somewhere around there.
Right.
Is the number.
Hey, I also think this is about the time in late August that the pumpkin spice latte starts to come out. I think that's what happened last year. So I wouldn't be surprised if Starbucks announces all of the fall stuff that they have and you start to see. I've already seen decorations in grocery stores. So, I mean, this past weekend did kind of bring us that fall feel and it was nice, but we still could see some heat this weekend. Of course, you should always stay tuned to Coin Weather, not just on the podcast, but on online, on social media, and also on TV too, Channel 6. So, Joseph, got anything else?
Well, fall is about 1 month away officially. Meteorological fall is in like 9 days. So we're getting close.
Getting close.
Whether you want it to be fall or not, it is right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
I don't have anything else. I hope everyone enjoys the week. It's going to be a pleasant forecast.
It is. And as always, we want to thank our partners at Keep Oregon Green. We've been talking about wildfires and wildfire season. We all need to do our part. To find out more, head to keeporegongreen.org. And we'll catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires.